Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm the host of the program, Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer and a broadcaster. We begin each hour together and each podcast with news about what it is that affects you. I have become a member of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, and they have a news service. Many of you may be familiar with the information that they provide every day, every week. I look at some of the headlines because I do think it's important for us to spend 4 or 5 minutes just sort of reconnoitering on what it is that's going on. There was an announcement made, according to the website, the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, about the new $1 billion in funds that are available specifically for contract growers. This is something that was put together with the American Farm Bureau Federation, couple of senators and bureaucrats and that sort of thing. So it's important to know. The reason I bring it up is because I think that knowing where all these programs are and having access to them is important. It wasn't always easy under the Trump administration to get this info, and I'm not sure it's any easier now, frankly, but at least they're doing a lot of PR. I don't know, you know, dealing with ag or any of the divisions of the federal government or local government, state government, it's usually a mind-blowing experience. So hopefully with the information I have found, frankly, in my experience dealing with USDA people, that they are more helpful than most of the bureaucrats I've ever connected to. When you call them up, they're ready to help you. They'll do a lot of the work for you to make sure that you're able to take advantage of some of the programs that are there. So if you are confused by the things that are available, if you talk to your local USDA rep, I think that's probably a good place to start. Anyway, the usual weekly focus, depending on which group you're listening to, as to whether the planet is warming and it's going to kill off all food and we won't have anything to eat before you know it. If you listen to some of these people, like there's an agronomist at the University of Illinois I was reading this week who is suggesting that the reason you can tell that the planet's going to hell are the new kinds of weeds that are around. Have you noticed that there are new weeds? I have noticed there are a lot of weeds. I don't know that I think there are any new. Biggest problem I have on my farm was with pigweed. And then there's some other, the weed that no matter what you do to it, it doesn't seem to be able to go, you can't get rid of it. Plow it up, you harrow it up. Although I have had some luck with a couple of fields, about 30 acres that I have been working for the past 2 or 3 years, left them without any, they used to be cornfields, and I stopped milking cows, so I didn't need the corn. So I just let them be for a couple of years, harrow them 2 or 3 times a year, and that seems to have gotten rid of a lot of the weeds that were in these fields. Now I feel like I'm comfortable planting them this fall, but that's something I'm sure many of you have done the same thing. Unless you're new to this business and you're not quite sure what to do, a lot of the forward-looking farmers that are trying to, you know, figure out how they can make it on an acre or 2 or 3 or 4, you know what? You can't. You really can't. So don't kid yourself. There are a lot of people. As a matter of fact, 25% of farmers in our country are beginning farmers. That is, they have just a couple of years of experience, sometimes less than that. 133,000 farms use renewable energy, which I thought was kind of interesting. That's double what it was 10 years ago. I'm talking about solar and wind and that sort of thing. Remember the old days, maybe you do, maybe you don't, of the windmill on the farm that usually was responsible for getting the water out of the ground, but sometimes produced a little electricity. 130,000 farms in our country this year are selling directly to consumers, which I think is a big step up. I think that we need to have more farms doing that, because I think that's the key to survival. And that's really what the American Family Farmer Show is all about, connecting food, farm, and family, and selling directly to your customers is the best way that I can think of anyway for all of us to survive. There are more urban farms. Matter of fact, in Detroit, Michigan, there are 1,400 urban farms, people growing close in, growing on top of buildings, that kind of stuff. There are almost 9 million acres of land certified organic in our country, although the government has done its best to screw that all up. The meaning of organic is much more watered down than it used to be. There are about 18 or 19,000 farms that are now certified to grow organically in our country. 45% of principal farm operators have off-the-farm jobs. I think that's something that is, I find it troubling, but that's how families that are so devoted to the farm, they want to keep the farm. So the husband and wife sometimes have off-farm jobs. 440 acres is the average farm size in America. I've never had I use about that much land for cultivation, for hay and that sort of thing, but I don't own it. I own 140 acres on my main farm here in Massachusetts. The average farm in Canada is 770 acres. I thought that was interesting. The average farm size in America, 440 acres. In Canada, 778. The EPA has decided to ban pesticide, a certain type of pesticide called chloropyrifos. I don't know how to pronounce all of this stuff. It's a pesticide that's used on food crops linked to neurological damage in children. It's spelled chloropyrifos. It's one of the most common pesticides. Apparently, in the blood of children, as children were developing, this getting into your blood system caused a lot of disorders and delays in growth. So I thought that was important. A lot of children, at least according to the studies here, have attention deficit disorder because of being exposed to this stuff, which has been used from various sources, mostly Monsanto and Bayer and Dow, on corn and soybeans, also grapes and strawberries too, apples, big-time spray, broccoli, that sort of thing. It was up for being banned in 2017, but it wasn't. And now, under the new group, it is being banned. So it'll take about 6 months for this to take effect. And that's another thing. I always wonder, why the heck is it that if you realize that something is bad, that it's going to take 6 months for it to be banned? If it's bad for you, ban it now. Thank you very much. All right, the final item I have here is the killer hornet. Apparently there's a nest of these things. It was found in Washington State this past week. And so now they're trying, these things are bad, bad for agriculture and for people. So we'll keep a track of that thing and let you know what's going on. All right, in a moment, we're going to take ourselves into the world of the 4-H. It'll be a great romp here. I'm one who's been a big believer in 4-H, so we'll delve into that world in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer. Nothing better than slipping into bed after a long day on the farm with nice, soft, comfortable sheets, mattresses, pillows, all that great stuff that comes from the American-made MyPillow. Everything made in America, in the plant in Minnesota. Hundreds of people with great jobs helping you to sleep every night like a dream. All kinds of colors available in the sheets. All kinds of colors available in the towels. All comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. No matter what you buy, you can get that 60-day money-back guarantee. So you don't like the sheets? You buy sheets in the department store, they'll tell you to keep them. Once you've slept on them, can't bring them back. You don't like them, you send them back to MyPillow, get your money back, or use the money to buy some other things. Because there are so many things that are in the MyPillow product catalog that you'll enjoy, from the sheets to the pillows, the mattresses, the mattress toppers, the towel sets, the slippers, you name it, they've got it. Help yourself. MyPillow.com is the location. Use the promo code DJV for discounts of 30 to 65%. Check it all out. Go to the promo area at MyPillow.com. is a radio listener specials page. Put the DJV code into the square and sleep better using products from MyPillow at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. August is National Black Business Month, a time to recognize, support, and celebrate black-owned businesses across the country. Bank of America's Summer 2021 Black Business Owner Spotlight found that more than 8 in 10 black entrepreneurs expect increased revenue in the year ahead, up from 5 in 10 this past fall. In addition, 94% of black business owners are committed to advocating for social change through their business. Here's A.J. Barkley, Bank of America Neighborhood Lending Executive.
Black small business owners are feeling optimistic about the year ahead while maintaining a focus on social change. When asked, 85% of black entrepreneurs say social justice issues have impacted their approach to running their business. At Bank of America, we are committed to steering the path forward from past injustices by investing directly in black communities and working with black business owners to ensure they have the tools, resources, and guidance they need to grow and succeed.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because
you're... No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return.
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen back now with Linda Horn joining us this week. She's the interim director at the UMass Extension Service, the 4-H Youth Development Program. I think I belong to 4-H. Did you grow up, Linda, joining or belonging to 4-H?
I actually did not, but my daughter joined when she was 7, and that was my introduction to 4-H. I was so impressed with it when I brought her to a meeting and saw what all the young people were doing to be the leaders of the group.
You know, it's very interesting how it's changed. I was on the board of directors of the Metro West 4-H for quite a long time. You and I are both in the same state. You grew up in Massachusetts? Is that how you got connected with UMass?
I grew up in Connecticut, in New York, actually, and then live in Connecticut, and I worked for Extension at the University of Connecticut for several years before coming to UMass.
Yeah.
So I've been here at UMass for about 7 years.
Are most of the land-grant colleges, most of the Commonwealth states, do they have these programs in the state-run universities?
Yes. 4-H is delivered by Cooperative Extension throughout the country, so at more than 100 public universities across the nation. And 4-H is the youth education piece, just like Extension works with farmers or with beekeepers or with other people to tell them about new products or new ways to grow crops and so on. We do that with the young people to try to teach them about not only agriculture but other areas in order to help them to learn and to grow.
Future of agriculture is what we're talking about. The American Family Farmer hopes to help to boost farmers, give them ideas, and bringing young people along and into the mix to help in all kinds of ways is very important. I'm going to tell you about my experience as a youngster and also as somebody on the board of the local 4-H as we continue. Also, I remember a lot of connections to the Cooperative Extension Service. That's what we used to call it. So we have Linda Horn with us and a couple of youngsters who are taking part in 4-H activities are going to join us in a little bit here on the American Family Farmer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back to our focus on 4-H and how all of it still works today. I think a lot of folks, Linda Horn is here from UMass Extension Service. The 4-H is, I'm trying to remember what the H is, heart, hand, health. What's the fourth one? I'm forgetting the fourth one.
Head.
Head, that's what.
Head.
The most important one.
Yes. Head.
And I remember growing up on it, I didn't pay that much attention to it because our school system here didn't embrace it because I come from the town where I still live, Framingham, and there wasn't a lot of farms there. There are fewer now. There are only really two or three left in town. At the time I was coming up in my part of town was where most of the farms were. There were a couple on the other side of town. But we didn't have a 4-H program in school. And is that necessary in order for youngsters to sort of be exposed to it or for them to have a connection, 4-H to work, do they have to, are the successful ones connected to high schools and public schools?
No, not at all. In fact, in parts of the country, they are. 4-H is connected to schools directly. But in our area of the country, in the Northeast, it's more of an after-school type of program.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go into the schools, but youth can join clubs throughout the Commonwealth, whether it's at a farm or at a home or through a community center or in an urban area. So we have a lot of different opportunities for young people to join 4-H and become a part of it. If there is no, if they're interested in animals and there's no farm near them, we have programs where they can, we connect them with a club that is working with a farm or animals, and then they can lease the animal. So they go to the farm, they take care of the animal, they learn about it, or the agricultural program, and then they're able to borrow that animal to show at a fair, and then it gets returned, of course, to the farm. But by having these cooperative experiences, we're able to offer a lot of different programs to the young people.
I wouldn't mind, actually. It's been a while since I thought about that, of having youngsters come to my farm to learn about animals, because I think certainly around here, western part of the state where you are, not so bad, but around here, it's very hard to find many cows or goats or anything, actually, that youngsters can learn about if they haven't grown up on the farm. As a matter of fact, when I was on the board of directors of the local Metro West version of 4-H, I became frustrated because the program seemed to veer away from farm stuff to cooking and sewing and that kind of stuff. Not that there isn't a place for it, but I just thought that we should stay in the traditional realm. And the argument from the people running it was, well, we don't have any farms anymore, so we got to do something else that's practical. What do you think of that?
Well, I think there's a place for all of it. We do have fewer farms, but we're also teaching young people about agriculture and farming through a lot of our science programming. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, some of the bigger farms and even the small ones are using more science-based ways of figuring out how to feed the animals, or mm-hmm. having milking machines, or using drones to go out and check their fields and see what might need watering, what might not need watering. So through some of the science programs that we offer, we're teaching them those skills that they are getting interested in agriculture, may study it in college, and then come back and work either on their own farm or work with farmers to help them to have better production.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I think there's a way to connect it all together.
Right. Well, there's also the fact that youngsters may be learning more, and you're right, there's a science side of this, there's the practical side, there's the experiential mm-hmm. side. It sounds like you kind of coordinate all of those things. So in a few minutes we're going to meet a couple of young ladies who have belonged to 4-H and talk about their experiences as we move along here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
This report is brought to you by Genesis 2 Project, G2P. Recently, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI, released a preliminary report on possible threats posed by UFOs, now known as Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAP, and the progress the Department of Defense UAP Task Force has made in understanding any threats. Dr. J.C. Van Valkenburg is a former Los Alamos National Lab biophysicist who has been working with G2P to bring scientifically sound UAP data to the public.
G2P has released the first scientifically authenticated documentation of UAPs, including images captured with infrared technology. Primo Forensics performed the digital forensic analysis.
In tandem with the ODNI report, these data support the development of relevant processes, policies, technologies, and training for the U.S. military and government personnel upon encountering UAP. Visit Genesis2Project.com.
Okay, so if you're like me and still doing your back-to-school shopping, one word, Kohl's. Right now they have the best deals on the brands my kids love. I got my son Converse sneakers for $60, 25% off Vans tees for my daughter, and 25% off Nike gear for both of them. Oh, but the best part, I got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash too. So I may just have to go back and get a little something for myself. Flex style, Vans, Converse, and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends August 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that about 1,000 American citizens may still need to be evacuated from Afghanistan. At a Wednesday press conference, Blinken said that at least 4,500 Americans have been evacuated since the operation began on August 14th. He added that the August 31st deadline that President Biden set applies to the military and not evacuation efforts.
There is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years and want to leave and have been unable to do so.
And a federal appeals court has upheld the death sentence of a man convicted of killing 9 members of a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. A 3-judge panel of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the conviction of Dylan Roof, who opened fire on parishioners at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages.
No wonder. With increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
National security analysts have warned that the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan will lead to a resurgence of the terror group Al-Qaeda in the area and an increased risk of attack against the United States. Congressman Michael Waltz says that our national security is in a worse place with the withdrawal. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that the U.S. will have to deal with a resurgent Al-Qaeda that's armed with the weapons left behind by U.S. and Afghan forces.
Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are linked at the hip, so they are going to come roaring back. And the director of national intelligence just briefed Congress yesterday. It's not a matter of if they come back, but when. And here's the problem that our future American soldiers are going to have to deal with. When they have to go back over there to deal with Al-Qaeda 3.0, you've got no bases now in Afghanistan. Biden gave them all away. You have no bases in any surrounding countries. We have no intelligence apparatus. We're effectively blind. We have no local allies because they've all been hunted down. But this new Al-Qaeda is going to be armed to the teeth with billions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer-funded equipment, the best in the world of body armor, night vision, artillery, heavy weapons that future American soldiers are going to have to fight, or we have to deal with it right here in the United States. And that blood is going to be on Biden's hands.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey.
Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program. We're having a conversation with Linda Horn, who's the interim director of the UMass Extension Service, the youth development program, the 4-H youth development program. And so we thought it would be instructive to talk to a couple of the young people that are involved in the program itself. So first joining us is Lily Diaz, who has been a member of the 4-H for how long, Lily?
I've been a member of 4-H for about 12 years.
So at what age would you have come in?
I started when I was 6 just because of how my birthday fell with the whole January 1st thing.
Yeah.
Next year will be my last year for 4-H.
All right. So living in Massachusetts, I live in Massachusetts up in Framingham. I'm not far from where you are in Norton. What sort of inspiration did you have to get started? Did you come from a farm? Did you grow up around a farm? Why were you interested in this program?
I've grown up on a farm my whole life. My dad's had almost all livestock, but mainly we've done cows. When I was younger, my older cousins also did the 4-H, so I kind of took from them and started doing 4-H on my own when I was old enough, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Since then, I've done a ton of shows. I do local level. I do national level. I've gone to a couple of regional shows. I think the farthest I've gone probably be Tennessee.
All right, so when you say show, explain to people that may not know what the 4-H allows you or encourages you to do when it comes to showing various animals, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yep. So teaches you to be very responsible. You have to work with these animals every day. You have to feed them. So similar to training a dog, how you have to train them to be able to walk on a halter, set up their feet properly for any animal. Teaches you that you have to build a bond with your animals. You got to take them to the shows. You got to make sure they're comfortable around people, around all kinds of noises. Teaches you, you got to wake up early. You got to go to bed late when you're doing this whole farm thing. So
right. Mm-hmm. It's good training.
And Lily is also a member of the League of Protein Producers. Maybe she can talk a little about that.
Yeah, what is that? The LPP, as I see here. What's that, Lily?
So that's a thing that we've started recently with a couple of the other members of the Mass 4-H Beef team, kind of promoting different livestock and promoting protein producers within Massachusetts. Recently, we've had a couple speakers from Meatworks, the new USDA slaughterhouse that just opened up in Westport a few years ago. They talked to us about direct marketing, better ways we could go about raising our livestock, getting us new experiences, being able to tour places, teaching the other people that may not know as much a little bit more.
Yeah. I grew up in Framingham and started working on a dairy farm. It wasn't my family's farm, but it was across the street from where I grew up. So by the time I was six, I was all over the cows, especially the calves. I learned a lot from the farmers who had cows in the neighborhood. The farms that I worked on never had any practical training because there was nothing around. It was just the farmers themselves. And one of the things that has, over the years, I always had a hard time with raising animals and then killing them. It really didn't, I know it sounds, that's a little harsh, but that really is what happens in the dairy industry. Most of the animals that are used become food, become meat. And I've never slaughtered. I've had, over the years, I've probably had maybe 4,000 cows, and I've never slaughtered one. I always would use them, give them away to people for lawnmowers. And I know how you grow up around it becomes part of life. But have you ever wondered or questioned that, or is it just a part of life? So even if you're close to the animals that you show at the end of the line, at the end of the day, they go up the road to the slaughterhouse. Does that bother you at all?
I mean, it does, but you have to realize that ultimately for an animal like a steer, it's better for them because they get so heavy that their joints can't really support the weight after that, because once you castrate them, you're basically taking away all the hormones that they would have that would go to muscle instead of fat and be able to burn off the extra weight that they're gaining. So that's
beef. I understand the beef side of it. I guess I was thinking more about dairy animals. Maybe you have a cow that gets 7 or 8, 9 lactations, and she becomes part of, depending, even though I had a herd, I was milking, I had 500 cows at one time, milking about 140 or 150, and I still had names, they were all my friends, and maybe that's a sort of a whisper, but it just seemed that it was hard for me to have let any of them go. And maybe it's just me. But you're so close to them and you're showing them, I would think, especially with the dairy animals, that you could get close and maybe come up with, Dad, can we save this one?
We definitely have a couple of those. My first show heifers that I really started doing this with. Yeah. They're lifers. They're not going to leave.
Yeah, right. That's a good way of putting it. Lifers. I went to, do you know where High Lawn Farm is out in Western Mass? They have a Jersey.
I do not.
Yeah, they're great. It's a wonderful farm. And so I was talking to a lot of the farms run by four youngsters who are probably late 20s, early 30s, and they have grown up in the same routine that you have. They're farm kids. They understand the dairy business. They understand the cows. Everything there is robotic. You have the milkers, the barn, everything is robotic. And that was really an eye-opener for me because I'd never seen a robotic farm before. And I guess that brings me around to wondering, from your point of view, as you learn about raising the animals, what do you learn about actually running the farm? You've been taught how to show, taught how to raise them. So what's the next step? Do you become a farm operator? You're going to run the farm with your dad, take over at some point? What are you focusing on in the future?
Yeah, that's kind of the plan right there. I'm going to focus on improving my cattle herd, being able to produce high-quality cattle that can both grow if you want to raise steers, if you want replacement heifers, or you want show cattle as kind of my end goal. Most recently, I started bringing in new breeds into my herd that right now I have mostly Simmentals, bringing in a couple different breeds to add new genetics because you have to constantly change in order to improve.
Yes,
so this year
course.
I have an Angus heifer and a Maine and Jew heifer that I'm going to add to my herd once they're done being show heifers.
Well, maybe I'll give you a Jersey heifer so you can bring a little dairy into the mix because it sounds like... Go ahead.
I did that whole dairy thing, too. A couple years ago, I had a Holstein heifer.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yep. All right, Lily, hold on just a second. Linda, hold on, please. We'll introduce Rachel Meacham to the conversation in a few moments. Right now, a reminder from the folks at Calitrin, who are here to help you lose weight the natural way without any drugs, no stimulants, nothing that will hurt you. It will only help you. And I say that advisedly and lovingly because a lot of times when it comes to things that will help you lose weight may not be helpful to the rest of your body. Some of the things actually will be downright destructive to your body, even though doctors will tell you you got to get to down to the right body weight, you got to lose the weight to ward off things like problems that come with the virus that attacks people who are heavier more than anybody else. So lose weight the intelligent way, even if it wasn't for the virus and the concern, it's still much better. My friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus says frequently that you never see anybody who's 90 that's fat, and you don't. You don't see older people who are fat. You want to live to have a wonderful life, then lose the weight and keep it off. Calitrin's the best way, the only real natural way to do it anywhere in the world. Calitrin is C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You can't find it in stores. You can only go online and order it. Go to their website, toploss.com. Look for Calitrin. There are a lot of products that they have there under the Calitrin banner, but the one to get onto and stay with is the weight loss formula. Calitrin works. That's the bottom line. Check out the verified reviews from their customers. Click on to that part of the website when you go to toploss.com. When you decide to buy, go to that, buying the ordering section. Right now, till the end of the month, unlimited buy one, get one free. Buy as many as you want and get an equal number of free. It's a great deal and it's a great time to be thinking about getting healthy and staying healthy, losing weight the right way with Calitrin. Check it all out and use the DJV code when you do check out for free shipping and that unlimited BOGO deal at toploss.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Can I get a chair that'll turn my home office into a corner office?
It's possible.
How can I feel as good at the end of the day as I felt at the beginning?
Staples Connect makes it possible with all the innovative tools you need to work from home. And right now, get up to 40% off select chairs. That's up to 40% off chairs that roll, swivel, tilt, and turn. Discover money-saving deals, work-from-home tips, and inspiration at staplesconnect.com/furniture. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 8/28 while supplies last. Prices may vary online.
Moving back into the American Family Farmer with a few more minutes, the folks focusing on 4-H, Linda Horn is here, who is the interim director of the UMass Extension Service, their youth development program. We had a conversation, very enlightening, with Lily Diaz. Now joining us is Rachel Meacham, who is also a member of the Dairy Cattle 4-H program. You live in Chester, which is another town in Western Mass, which is a dairy town, and you grew up on the farm, right, Rachel?
Yep.
So you have done what? What's the best part of 4-H from your experience, from your perspective?
Oh, the best part of 4-H would probably be all the friends I've made. Mm-hmm. I'd be tempted to say the travels, but they were really more memorable because of the connections I made and the people I went with. So.
Do you find that you're these days meeting, and I guess I'd ask this question to Linda too, more young women doing this than young men? Or is it an equal amount? It used to be very unusual when I was a kid that there were girls that were showing. Now when I've gone to like the Eastern States Exposition, it looks like there are more girls doing this than boys. Is that true?
I'd say nationally, yes. In our state dairy, it's about equal. But other states that I've met, seems to be more girls.
What's the 4-H Milk Ambassadors group? What do you do?
Well, we basically talk to consumers and just the general public at fairs and stuff, and we're promoting agriculture, trying to counter all the negative messages that they're putting out on the internet about dairy.
All right, I'm going to give you a line. Are you ready, both of you? Lily, Rachel?
Yep.
This is the line you use when somebody comes up to you and asks you the difference between dairy milk and let's say soy milk or acorn milk or barbecue, whatever, broccoli milk, all those foolish. You tell them that it isn't milk unless it comes from a mammary gland. That's it. Discussion over. It is not. All that other stuff is white water. The stuff that's really milk comes from a mammary gland. All right? You like that? Can you use that?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. There you go. That's the new answer. So where do you go, Rachel? Are you going back to your family's farm? Keep it going? What's happening with you when you get through school?
I'm not sure yet. We're going to keep the farm going. We're hoping to keep the farm going, but I have two younger siblings, so we're not really sure who's going to come back and keep it going. It's only a 40-cow dairy, so it's not very big.
Yeah. Is it organic, or are you selling into the pool?
It goes into the AgriMark cooperative.
Yeah, right. And I say that's the pool is the AgriMark. So it's very difficult, as we all know, those of us who are dairy. I was milking cows and used to sell 100 gallons of raw milk a day. That was where I decided to go because I didn't want to be involved in the pool because there wasn't enough money in it. And so in the circumstance that you find yourself in, maybe there are a lot of people up there who are selling raw milk, or a number of them anyway. Some people think it's good, some people don't, but it certainly is a better way of surviving, I think, and thriving, actually, in some corners. So maybe that's something that you talk about among yourselves as you move in the various areas that will help you to be successful. And I wish you success. Lily, very nice to meet you. Rachel, good to have you here as well. Linda, congratulations. I hope we get to meet at some point in time. And if you want me to give you one of my Jersey calves to bring into the program, help yourself. You know how to find me. All right? Easy to find me.
Well, thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Two young ladies show what poise our 4-H'ers have as well.
Yeah,
all the things they learn and being able to speak. So
absolutely. And go to the website. Those of you who want to follow this a little more thoroughly, ag.umass.edu/mass4h. Thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Don't forget about our podcasts. You may listen to the program in its entirety every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or on a couple of hundred radio stations that carry the program at various times during the week. But you also can listen to our podcasts every week, which bring you more news. We sort of concisely put together the important ingredients of each conversation that we have so you can benefit from listening in a rather extrapolated form. The most recent podcast talks, we focus on the drinking of raw milk and what it's good for. There's a conversation with the executive director of the Mass Farm Bureau Federation, Brad Mitchell. A lot of talk about the Farm Bureau Federation itself and what it's trying to do here in Massachusetts across the country. That's important. It's a good fit, I think, for farmers and farm workers. And so, anyway, and I also talk about why goats may be something good on your farm. I never thought they would be good until I had them. And now that I have them, I love the way they clean up everything. They really do. They clean up all the messes around. They really, and they're fun, and they're friendly, and they're smart. So anyway, you can listen to all that on the podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. In fact, you can see there's an aggregate there. Each one of the podcasts focuses on a different episode, and it's summarized, so you might want to go back through and listen to any number of conversations that we've had about any number of issues. They're all clearly explained there on the website, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And now this comment, a reminder about staying grounded. As we are, I think I say this, and that's why I was thinking about it, because the farm grounds me. I have a radio business. I have a production company. I do radio programs, not only focusing on the farm show. That's my weekly connection to agriculture, at least as far as the radio is concerned. But I do a daily program after work every day. It's my job. And so being in that environment and working with the people that I have to, for the farm show, for the daily show, for the health shows that I do, for the count, all of the things require me to be scattered. And so when I'm on the farm, what I realize is that it helps me, and I've realized this through my whole life. It grounds me. And if you want to understand what grounding, I guess in life it means that you aren't controlled by external chaos. You have the ability to stay calm, stay connected to your core. Who are you? And in the face of uncertainty, do you handle things well? We all, if we're in the farm business, face uncertainty every day. We don't have, as I was talking about earlier, enough money sometimes to keep the farm going, so we get off-farm jobs. I suppose you could say that was my vocation is radio, my avocation is farming. There are some days I wish it was the other way around, but I couldn't live the way I do, and I couldn't have the farm that I had, frankly, were it not for the help of being able to do the broadcast work. So I sleep at night because I know that I have support from my friends, from the neighbors, for the most part, not always, and, you know, from the external work that I do. It's very important because there is so much uncertainty. And then we've got this business of Mother Nature and the weather. I've noticed this year more than ever on the hay fields. I've been trying to get caught up with my haying. It's not easy because the fields are so wet. But I've noticed the vegetative layer around the fields. Many of you probably noticed this as well, how it keeps creeping into the fields. And I've just put together a crew of a couple of guys that go, I wish I could do it every day, but I can't, send them around to all the hay fields and get that physical barrier that oftentimes is a tree line pushed back to where it's supposed to be. Sometimes you put livestock out in the fields, they help to push it back. You just have to make sure that you don't have any cherry trees or things like that, that the cows, when it comes to fall and the leaves change, the cows eat them and they die, because cherry leaves are poisonous when they are turning. There's a risk no matter what when it comes to all kinds of farming, but the weather is making it riskier, no question about that. And if you're managing animals, I think it's more difficult than if you are trying to grow produce. But I look down the street at one of the fields that my friend Tom Hansen has, and this week it's half underwater. So all the stuff that he had in that field, mostly broccoli and eggplant, gonzo, so swamped with the water. So it's that, this is really why the things that we're confronted with are a good reason to stay grounded, and nothing does that better, for me anyway, than being on the farm with my animals and with my friends. Food for thought, Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.